So I'm glad you mentioned political ads. When you were in the studio with us about a year ago, we talked about the need for disclosure of all this ad spending on broadcast during elections. Now, in the past year, we haven't seen the FCC suddenly take the reins like they could and really force this disclosure. But you were just on NPR talking about this.
Yeah, I was. Went over 400 stations just this past weekend. There's tremendous interest in Congress. When the new chairman of the FCC was nominated and went up for his confirmation hearing, this issue came up in a rather controversial fashion, but it came up. There is support for it. What we're talking about here are those ads that we're subjected to at home that say, this message brought to you by Citizens for Purple Mountain Majesties and Amber Ways of Grain, and it might be a chemical company dumping sludge into the ocean or something like that. You don't know because that's all you know. And with Section 317 of the Communications Statute going back a long, long way requires, never been enforced, is that you are told who is actually sponsoring an ad. So I want them to update the rules. You don't have to pass a law. You don't have to wait for the president to introduce anything. You don't have to wait for Congress to pass a law. They're not going to pass. The law is on the books. The FCC can update the rules and have a requirement in place long before the 2016 elections. If they'd really get off their duff, they could do it before the 2014 elections, so that when you saw those ads, you'd know who was trying to buy your vote or persuade you to vote, and it might change your perspective a little bit on the message that they're trying to drill into your brain.